Want to find out who's on the Drew Marshall Show next week? Sign up for our weekly email updates online at drewmarshall.ca.
Well, what we thought we'd do at this point in our show, folks, is we'd catch up with some of the guests we've had over the Journey segments over this past year. The Journey segment can easily be described to you as real people struggling with messy Christianity. We interview a lot of celebrities. We just got off the phone there with Tommy Emmanuel, who was going through his own struggles and was quite open and vulnerable about that. And I think that's tremendous, and we need to keep Tommy in our prayers. I mean, battling a coke addiction or just an addictive personality is tough enough. But when you're in the limelight and you've got the schedule that he has and, you know, the recording and the traveling and the temptations and all the other triggers that go along with that, he is a good friend of mine, and I would appreciate you keeping him in your prayers, Tommy Emmanuel. But another gentleman I'd like for you to keep in your prayers this Christmas is this man, Jim Leek. Jim, how you doing?
Doing all right, Drew, yourself?
Pretty good. Where are you at?
I am at my cousin's place up in... what's the name of this town? Georgetown is where we are.
Okay.
I was going to say Guelph for a minute, but no, it's Georgetown. And I came up here with my aunt, and I just turned their dryer on as I backed into it. I mean, I thought this would be a quiet room to go into, Drew. Now I've made it all noisy.
Oh, you are a funny cat.
Hey, what can I tell you?
Jim Leek, morning man here on Joy 1250. And, Jim, we had you on the show a little while ago because, we had that huge explosion, the propane explosion in Toronto, and your brother, Bob, was the firefighter that died on the scene. I guess there was a heart attack issue that happened. Is that right?
Absolutely correct, yes.
And I really appreciated that when you came in, and I mean, it was fairly soon after your brother had passed, and you were willing to come in and be vulnerable and open on our show. So I want to thank you for that, first of all, Jim.
Well, my pleasure. You know, we need to share with the body of Christ and just let everybody know that it is messy.
Yeah.
But yet, with Christ's help, we can get through it.
And, you know, as Christmas is coming up, you know, Christmas isn't joy and bells and whistles for everybody. We've all lost loved ones along the way, and Christmas is the family time, and when that loved one isn't with us that Christmas, especially that first Christmas, boy, those can be heavy times. And I was just thinking about you and your family as Christmas approaches, and I just wanted to ask how you're doing.
Oh, so far so good, Drew. You know, I'm kind of wondering, actually. Today I'm just with my aunt and my cousins, and they're having their big family get-together for Christmas, and were kind enough to invite me out, so I'm enjoying that. But next Saturday, I guess, will be the litmus test, as it were, for myself and my brother's immediate family. My sister-in-law, Fulvia, and David, and myself are getting together next Saturday to do the Christmas thing. And it'll be interesting walking into my brother's house without a 15-foot tree sitting in the middle of the living room, you know?
I can only imagine what it's going to be like, again, with all those little triggers that are around, the memory triggers, you know?
Yeah.
Normally, at Christmas time, Bob would have said this, or Bob would have done this, or he would have been sitting there, or he would have added this to the conversation. You know, that's just got to be really tough this Christmas.
I would think it's going to be, you know, there's going to be that impact level of some sort, however strong it is, but it definitely will be there. I mentioned the Christmas tree because that was my brother's big Christmas tradition. He had to go out and cut his own tree down, and it had the biggest thing that he could fit into the cathedral living room that he has. So it was usually around 15 foot tall, and it drove his wife crazy, but it was Bob.
All right, so it's sort of a typical question, but what are you going to miss the most during this Christmas time? Is it the tree thing? Is it his? Because the way you described him to me last time, he sounded like he could give as good as he took, you know? He had a bit of cheek to him.
You got that correct, yeah. There's always those little smart comments going back and forth, and that was fun. You know, we grew up that way. Our whole family was that way. Our parents taught us well at a young age. And so, yeah, those little digs back and forth, the fun comments, yeah, sure, I'm going to miss those for sure. Miss his smiling face. He always, as I say, well, did the Christmas tree, but outside, he had those huge blow-up type nutcracker soldiers, you know, things, and just all sorts of decorations around the home that I said in my brother's eulogy, he was a traditionalist in the truest sense. So, yeah, he ended up big when it came to Christmas.
You and I talked briefly on the phone a couple of days ago, and you had said, you know, funny you just called and talked about this because I was having a tough day recently.
Yep. I'm trying to remember what triggered it, but something about my brother, I just had, you know, brought back memories and started thinking about it all over again. Yes, I know exactly what it was. I had to go to another funeral earlier this week. A good friend of mine, his mother died.
Oh.
And so I was there at the funeral home standing with him for the visitation because that was the last of his family here in Canada. So, and, you know, I was standing up with my buddy and going through all the memories of 2 days of visitation with my brother. And then, of course, the funeral itself. So, I'm sitting there during the funeral service and listening to some of the comments from the minister and from my buddy eulogizing his mom, and got choked up for sure.
Yeah. Well, listen, we won't keep you any longer, but I just wanted our listeners to hear how you were doing, Jim. You're a huge part of Joy 1250. Some would say you are Joy 1250. But I want our listeners to pray for you this Christmas because I know it'll be a bit of a different one for you. So,
well, pray for Bob's wife, Fulvia, and his son, David. I think it's going to be even harder on them. It'll be hard enough for myself, but, yeah, those two especially. So keep them in your prayer list. Thank you.
All right, Jim. Good to chat with you, mate.
Thank you, Drew. God bless. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Jim Leake, the morning man here on Joy 1250. Boy, that's got to be tough, huh? And again, just in case you tuned in, Jim's brother was the firefighter they found dead on the scene of that huge propane explosion this year here in Toronto. And, this will be the first Christmas without his brother Bob. So keep him in your prayers, will you? Now, someone else we wanted to touch base with is Christy Healy. Christy, of course, was married to Juno Award winner Jeff Healy. And, a legendary guitar player who passed away from cancer earlier this year at the age of 41. This is going to be a tough Christmas for Christy as well. Christy, welcome back.
Hi, thank you.
How's your day been?
Not too bad. Not too bad, actually.
I can imagine that since Jeff has passed, you know, you would have the ups and downs, those days where you're just flying high and everything seems to be going good, and then all of a sudden you're back in the dumps again, you know? The emotions just go all over the place with this sort of thing.
It does. It does. And usually those moments happen. They're not so much full days, but they're moments, and they take you by surprise.
When was the last time you were ambushed by your emotions?
Earlier this week. I think I spoken to you earlier this week about speaking with you today, and my son had his Christmas concert on Monday evening, and my parents were here, and we decorated the Christmas tree after, and it was fine the whole night. It wasn't until the following evening when they had gone home and my son was in bed and I was admiring this beautiful tree in our family room, and that's when it occurred to me that, you know, this time Jeff is not going to be here. And Christmas was always a very special holiday for our family and to Jeff. And that's when it kind of came flooding in. I think it's easy to keep yourself busy with distraction to get through times like that. But you can't always be distracted. And then your mind starts thinking about remember whens.
Yeah, like I think about my mom, and she's been gone for almost 20 years, but Christmas time, there just seems to be an abundance of memory triggers.
Well, I was putting up our larger tree in the living room, and usually I put on our Bing Crosby Christmas CD when I
Perfect.
Do that.
As do I.
And one of Jeff's favorite entertainers, musicians, singers was Bing Crosby. And that always reminds me of Jeff. And I think one of the memories that I have of Jeff is just how peaceful he seemed, just sitting on the couch with our Bing Crosby box set in the stereo and hearing us mull around and Derek getting into some of the musical Christmas toys and me decorating the tree. And I think it's just the peacefulness that he had around the Christmas time, and also, as much as he was peaceful, he was also probably the biggest kid around Christmas, too. He was a 6'3", huge kid, and it's funny because his former wife and his daughter and myself, we always joke about the fact that we would have to get him to go to the other end of the house while we were discussing Christmas gifts, because the second he would come into the room, he would start kind of jokingly jumping around like a little kid going, "Presents! Are you talking about mine?" So he was hilarious. And you know, I still have footage on video of our son and him shortly after Christmas, dancing in their pajamas to my son's children's stereo, you know, just like a kid. But that's what I think it brought out in Jeff, was just the child in him. He never let that go, which I think is something beautiful that a lot of people do. And he always helped remind me that you need to still keep that part of you that part with you.
Excellent. You know, I wonder how you've been processing the grief. We talked about the waves of emotions, good days, bad days, but even spiritually, how have you been processing the grief, do you think, Christy?
Well, it's from the last time we talked, there has been something that's changed. I remember when we spoke last, when I was on the show, you asked me how I'm coping with the fact that Jeff did succumb to this disease and that he didn't survive it, and we were so positive and hopeful that he would, and we did believe that he would. And how do you cope with that? And I did struggle with that for a while, and I didn't really have an answer then, but I have come to terms with that. And through a good friend of mine, we've talked a lot about it, and I've come to a peaceful understanding that I think when someone is that close to death, for believers, I do think it's possible for, you know, your spirit to have that connection with God, to really know where you're going. And, you know, suffering like that, and having a glimpse of where he's going, your spirit, I think, is ready to go. And I think if he knew that he was going to a much better place, your body can only take so much, and I think his spirit was ready to go. And it's not a case of him wanting to leave us, but wanting to be with God. And how could you ever want to refuse someone that? So I have a lot more peace in my heart knowing that he's not suffering.
Jeff just wasn't like every other guy. I mean, he had the childlike aspect to him. He had this incredible musical talent, but the warmth and the love that you guys had, I mean, it was still fresh and exciting and new, and it's not there now. I mean, obviously I'm saying something that's fairly obvious, but, you know, there'd be a part of me that would be, I'd feel ripped off, Christy.
Well, I mean, there has been part of me that feels ripped off. And I think there's more part of me that feels like my son's been ripped off.
Yeah.
But there have been a lot of things that I am grateful for, the fact that Jeff showed me just through being himself. He gave so much to me and to our son that we can carry on with, you know. A lot of people don't get that from each other when they're alive.
Yeah.
I had it when he was alive, and I still have it. It was strong enough that it's still here. These are things that I can pass on to my son. These are our character traits, qualities, lessons to live by, and those are things that I don't think ever disappear. So as much as I feel ripped off at times because this isn't the way it should be, you know, it's something that I can continue on with my son. And as I speak of my son, I think he just woke up from his nap.
Well, listen, we won't keep you. I did what just... Oh, I can hear someone.
Someone just woke up from his nap. He's a little sick.
Is he grumpy waker-upper, or is he happy?
He's a little cranky, but he's okay.
Why didn't you hear me?
What'd he say?
He wanted to know why I didn't hear him. Mommy's talking to somebody on the radio. Do you want to say hi?
No. No. That sounds just like me waking up. I'm not a good morning person. I'm really not.
Well, I think focusing on Derek and what Christmas is to him, and teaching him about the true meaning of Christmas, that's something that we've been talking about a lot, about the birth of Christ and what that means to Christians and how special that is for us. The fact that because of Jesus, to me, because Jeff was a believer, then he has the ultimate gift of everlasting life now. And that's what I'm trying to teach my son. And so he has all the joys and the happiness that the kids have, and, you know, he's happy about Santa, but he's also happy about Jesus, and he's learning about that. And that's something that both Jeff and I tried to teach him at a very early age, and now he's getting to an age where he can comprehend some of that. And that's something that, when I was talking earlier about being left with a gift from Jeff, that is something that he always had in him. And that is always something that we continue to teach Derek. That's something that he left behind to continue on.
I just really love your heart. Your vulnerability, we just talked about this with our other guests, Tommy Emmanuel, who, by the way, was a fan of Jeff. I think there are many, many people out there who are a big fan of your husband's.
And I'm finding that out.
Yeah. They come out of the woodwork. But your vulnerability and your authentic heart is just absolutely tremendous, Christy. And when I thought about, you know, because Christmas is a tough time for some people. And when I thought about, gee, I wonder who we can go to just be honest and shoot straight about having recently lost a loved one. You're the first name that came to my mind. So thank you for sharing. And folks, will you please keep Christy and Derek and the rest of the family in your prayers, as this is the first Christmas without Jeff Healy in their lives. I appreciate your heart, Christy. I really
thank
do.
You. Thank you very much. And I know that there will be trying times, but it's about focusing on, I mean, you still allow yourself to feel the pain sometimes, but you still focus on the joys of what this time is bringing as well.
Good for you. Good for you. Glass is half full kind of girl, that's for sure.
Well, I think that's the only way you have to be.
Good on. I could learn a lot from you, Christy.
Thank you.
Good to chat.
Good to talk to you.
Take care.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too, Christy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Christy Healy on the show. And what we're doing, if you've just tuned in, folks, we're just catching up with a few of our guests who have been part of the journey segments over the year. Just normal, everyday people who have gone through some tough stuff or who are processing the curveballs of life, so to speak. And also this past year, we came across a lady named Heather. And she, I don't know, there's something about her story that stood out for me. And this is different than the other two stories. There was a lady volunteering at a post-abortion support group who really connected with one of the participants, clients, I guess is what you'd call them, a lady who found herself on the other side of a personal choice, which impacted her in a way that she never really expected. And when we last spoke with Heather, she was still processing her spiritual journey and coping with all the baggage that comes with post-abortion trauma, I guess would be the phrase. So I wanted to just touch base and check in with Heather just to see how she's doing this Christmas as well. Heather, good to have you back in the show.
Good to hear from you again, Drew.
Is Christmas, I don't know, this might be not the best way to word this, but is it weirder for you because of the abortion in your past? Is there stuff that kind of, you know, because Christmas is about family and kids and all that kind of stuff?
I understand what you're saying, but not really. I mean, my life is pretty full. I've got two little girls that are growing up pretty fast, and they occupy so much of your life that there's not really a whole lot of room for just sort of chewing over the past.
Yeah, sitting around and dwelling in the past.
So
sort
no
of stuff,
Christmas, yeah. Is, you know, it's not a hard time with relation to the abortion. So it's
okay. Good. What's going on spiritually? And that's, I hesitate asking that because I thought, well, I don't want to stick my nose into most people's business like this, but there was something about you the last time you were here, and I just kind of sensed that there were some interesting things going on spiritually with you, and so here I am sticking my nose in your business.
I haven't had any great, wonderful spiritual awakenings. I don't think I'm any more involved in Christianity than I was at that point. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm any less aware, I guess. Just, you know, I'm at a pretty good place with my spirituality. I'm pretty content with it. And, so really there's very little happening to really even talk about,
sure,
I guess.
Sure, sure. No, that's fine. It's just one of those things where, you know, God bugs you about certain people. I don't know whether that's happened to you or not, but there are just certain people that come across your life path, and God just seems to natter at you from, you know, wherever he natters from. and you were one of them over the last year of Journey segments. I just thought, you know what, for some reason, Heather's story has just stood out for me a little bit. And I wanted to just touch base with you, and I wanted our folks to be praying for you, but also, and I'm sure you can appreciate this, if the Christians are going to go off their nut about abortion and how wrong it is and whatever else, then we need to be rallying around those young ladies who they find themselves single and pregnant and faced with this decision of, what do I do?
You know, I completely agree, and I don't think it's just Christians that are failing in that regard. I think it's society as a whole that really condemns women that find themselves pregnant and unmarried, or at a, you know, just what's considered to be too young. You know, you don't really, you really feel like there aren't a lot of options.
Hmm.
So I think that's where society could really come together and just stop treating it like it's such a big social stigma. Because I really don't think it is.
Do you think if you were as surrounded by people who love you as much as you are today, that you would have made the same choice?
Probably. I don't think that things would have turned out any differently. I mean, they worked out the way they did for their own reasons.
Right.
You know, I had that choice to make, and I made it. Maybe if society was a little bit different, maybe, but, you know, it's hard to say.
It's hard to say, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, and for those people out there who are going through Christmas and they're single moms, they've just found out that they're expecting, this is a huge surprise and they would say devastating, what would you say to them? Because I know there's got to be somebody listening who's going through, or know someone who's going through that right now. What would you say to them, Heather?
I guess I would just say to try and find a way to just think through and come to your own decision on your own, and try not to listen to all the people around you that say you can't do it now, you're too young, you know, you're whatever it might be, and to really just try and connect with yourself and just not blow things out of proportion, because they really seem like it's the end of the world, but 5 years down the road, you kind of look back and think, you know, I probably could have handled that. I think I would have been all right.
And again, another reminder to people, especially because this is a Christian radio station, and I want to lay down the challenge to, I don't know, for all you folks out there who have found out that someone in your life has had an abortion, I would like to encourage you to love on them extra special this Christmas, because they're already feeling a whole variety of emotions and convictions and guilt, or I don't know, whatever kind of range of things that go through people's head when they have had an abortion. And Heather, you know this. And,
yeah.
And again, a same kind of words of advice to people to help them not be so shocked and standoffish with someone who they've just found out has had an abortion. What do you say to those people?
Well, again, you know, it's, people process that information in such vastly different ways. And I think you'd probably, most people would find that they know somebody who has had one, or there's so many more people out there that you really realize have been affected by that. And to just be extra sensitive, I guess. Not everybody has an easy time around holidays. And when they are with family and around other children, for some people, it can be really, really, really difficult. And just to be understanding and extra sensitive, I think.
Good for you. Well, again, I want to ask our listeners, for some reason, specifically to pray for you, Heather. And I don't know whether the holy hounds of heaven are going to be after your tail after this little interview or what. But
probably.
Yeah, if there's 100,000 listeners and let's say 10,000 of them start praying for you, I hope God freaks you out in such a way that you just realize how absolutely unconditionally loved you are.
That would be wonderful.
Merry Christmas, Heather.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye. Well, there we go, folks. Again, we just thought we'd connect with a few of this past year's Journey segment guests just to see how they were doing. They've had some unbelievable stories, and we've been able to delve into the lives of many people over this past year. And those are just three of them. Jim Leek, the morning man on Joy 1250, who's going to be facing his first Christmas without his brother Bob around. Bob was the firefighter that was found dead on the scene of that huge propane explosion here in Toronto. Christy Healy, wife of Juno Award winner Jeff Healy, and again, her first Christmas without Jeff around. Tough for her and Derek, the son, who we also heard from during that segment. And, of course, we just spoke with Heather there as well. So thanks for listening. Look, we're going to take a short break. And then we're going to do some useless television trivia, folks. It's by far the most popular segment on our show. It just shows you the quality of our listeners. Useless television trivia after my lips work when we come back. Stay with us.